And this is another poem with blocks of verse and blocks of prose, but the prose is mine, as is the verse. It's called Reforming the Crystal. I'm trying to imagine how it feels to you to want a woman, trying to hallucinate desire centered in a cock, focused like a burning glass, desire without discrimination, to want a woman like a fix. Desire, yes, the sudden knowledge like coming out of flu that the body is sexual, walking in the streets with that knowledge. That evening in the plane from Pittsburgh, fantasizing going to meet you, walking through the airport blazing with energy and joy, but knowing all along that you were not the source of that energy and joy. You were a man, a stranger, a name, a voice on the telephone, a friend. This desire was mine, this energy, my energy. It could be used 100 ways, and going to meet you could be one of them. Tonight is a different kind of night. I sit in the car, the engine racing, calculating the thinness of the ice. In my head, I am already threading the beltways that rim this city, all the old roads that used to wander the country having been lost. Tonight, I understand my photo on the license is not me. My name on the marriage contract was not mine. If I remind you of my father's favorite daughter, look again. The woman I needed to call my mother was silenced before I was born. Tonight, if the battery charges, I want to take the car out on sheet ice. I want to understand my fear, both of the machine and of the accidents of nature. My desire for you is not trivial. I can compare it with the greatest of those accidents. But the energy it draws on might lead to racing a cold engine, cracking the frozen spider web, parachuting into the field of a poem wired with danger, or to a trip through gorges and canyons, into the cratered night of female memory, where delicately and with intense care, the chieftainess inscribes upon the ribs of the volcano the name of the one she has chosen.